Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
We're on Woolamai Beach and we're looking at the onshore waves, about 3 or 4 foot right-hander, which is a reasonable bank we've got at the moment. There's obviously a lot of history with some of the other areas on Phillip Island that will be national surfing reserves, particularly Summerlin. People were surfing and body surfing and aquaplaning at Summerlin's in the 1920s and, you know, all the way through to the 40s when Summerlin House was there and into the 50s and 60s. So it's a very iconic beach. I guess we've had a lot of touring professionals over the years, and in the early years of professional surfing, we had a lot of good surfers that came here to go in early contests. Like the Phillip Island Board Riders Club ran what is reputed to be the first professional event in Australia in 1969. It was $100 first prize, and a guy by the name of Charlie Bartlett from the West Coast won the first year, and then it ran again in 1970 and the prize money was $200. Then the Phillip Island Board Riders Club ran for 10 years from 1976 to 1986 a professional contest called the Allen Oak Memorial Contest, which was in memory of a Phillip Island Board Riding Club early member by the name of Alan Oak. And we had lots of touring pros during that time. Surfers of the ilk before, you know, as the world tour was just starting to kick off and professional surfing was just starting to get a bit of a rusty old tour going. The Alan Oak was on the agenda, and Michael Peterson, he was an Australian icon surfing-wise. He came to one event, I remember, as a 16-year-old. Must have been early in the piece.
What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I remember it was during the 70s and, you know, there was lots of things going on apart from going to surf contests, but he was here and I did see him surf, but, yeah, I was only 16 at the time.
Have you had a lot of big names surfing this break over the years?
Oh, yeah, well, we had the... In 2005, the Bells contest was shifted here due to a lack of surf. So we saw the top 44 surf these beaches for a week, which was fantastic. Kelly Slater, he's been here. Mark Occalupo, Tom Carroll, you know, they've all come past various stages of their careers.
And the list goes on. What about homegrown heroes?
We haven't got a lot, but we've got a few at the moment, which is good. We've got, obviously, Nikki Van Dyke, who's the current World Junior Women's Surfing Champion, which is fantastic for surfing and for Phillip Island. Obviously, Glendon Ringrose, who, you know, was on the top 44 WCT tour, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. John Mason, who was Australian over 45s, I think, champion about a decade ago. Yeah, we've had lots of great surfers.
You've grown up around these beaches and seen all those faces come and go, as you describe. What do you think are your favourite memories about surfing around Phillip Island?
I think growing up, coming down to Woolamai in the early days, travelling along the beach, the road rather, that used to run along the beach. You know, the road you came in on obviously now runs behind the dune, but for many years, you know, up until the late 80s, early 90s, when the road was changed to the back of the dune, prior to that it was a unique place to get to because obviously if it had been really windy, the sand would go over the road and you'd get bogged and people would come and you'd have to get pulled out. And there's a lot of camaraderie in those days about surfing along this stretch of coast.
So it was a bit of a mission, it sounds like, to get your board out.
It was, sometimes, yeah. You'd come down if it hadn't been good for a while and there'd been lots of wind, particularly after winter. The road sometimes had to be bulldozed so that you could get your car through.
Has the surfing community, the surfers themselves, changed over the years?
People come and people go. But yeah, look, there's a definite sort of core of guys that still go to the beach, and I still regularly go surfing with guys in their 60s and, you know, getting close to their 70s who still come to the beach every day looking for waves when the waves are on.
Can it get crowded here?
I think it's particularly along this stretch of coast of Forest Cays when the swell is sort of in the 2 to 6 foot range, you know, you can find a bank, and if there's lots of banks it usually stretches the crowd out. You know, unfortunately if there's only one or two banks along the beach it can get a little crowded. Generally, you know, there's usually somewhere you can go and get a wave to yourself, or, you know, relatively uncrowded anyway.
You hear of some tales out in the surf where they'll have the local crew surfing and it might be a bit, you might be a bit of an upstart if you come in and you're not a local and you're surfing a certain break. Is it like that here at Phillip Island? Are people, local surfers generally like to keep to their own, or are you open to all the tourists that do come in over summer?
Oh, I think Phillip Island's a pretty friendly place to come surfing. It's very competitive in the water, particularly if you've got a good bank and you've got a lot of local good surfers out there. It'll be competitive. But it's never nasty. You know, if you're able to get out there and get inside and get a few waves, generally, you know, people will let you have the waves. They can see you surf. If you go out and hassle and make an ass of yourself, well, generally you'll certainly get told which way to go.
What makes Phillip Island so good for surfing?
I think the uniqueness of the beaches, you know, the beach breaks we get from Cape Willamoy all the way through to Forest Cays, the ebb and flow of the sand and the currents, you know, creating banks, which are unique for this part of the world. The sandbank obviously is where the sand sort of shifted into the spot by the waves or the wave action and the wind. The rips obviously form the gutters in between the banks, and obviously the perfect scenario is to get like an A-frame or a sort of peak that runs both left and right with a rip at each end, ripping back through the bank. That makes you, you know, obviously a length of ride, and, you know, gives you something to, you know, get your board up and going and start some turns. Yeah, it's all about speed and getting as much speed as you can so you can do turns to get your rush on the wave. Surfing with me. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari.